Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week's topic is about time. It's about schedules, time, downtime. How are you feeling about time and how do you engage with time? Every so often, probably once a month, clients come and ask for some coaching on time. And so today I'm going to dig in and this week about how I handle time, what I engage with, how my time has changed, how my sense of time has changed, and time has slowed down for me, and I get a lot more done in a lot less time. Right now in my life, as I keep a detailed report on occasion of my time throughout an entire day, I work 3 to 5 hours a day. The biggest days I ever work might be 6, but that's rare. And so clients will ask me, how do I do it? How do I do so many things and work the hours I do? Well, it's quite a few things. I have a really good balance now between my listening and my doing and my being. And I prioritize certain things. At the beginning of the week, I know what my priorities are. And really, if you ask me any time, I can tell you what my priorities are and what my focus is. I practice daily mindfulness. So I'm really connected with my hunches and my instincts. When I go into big meetings with high-level investors, they talk a lot about their hunches. So if you are filling your time so much with all sorts of details that you don't have time to allow yourself to be and to sense, you're wasting time. I also schedule time for downtime, for reflection, for meditation. I take breaks throughout the day, and I'm open-minded about how things might happen, how they might become, so I'm flexible. And I also take care of myself. I'm going to talk this week about these 6 different elements of me having a maximized schedule. And I'm going to share tools with you. So not too many years ago, as I started building my business, I was really exhausted. I was doing the business I normally had been doing of consulting. And I was trying to fit all sorts of new things into that same schedule. And when somebody tells you you get to work less and get more from your work, it's hard to imagine it's possible. But I've had a variety of tools come to me over time where I understand different things about time. Time's different to me now than it used to be. And I realize that when I work during productive hours and I take time off to enjoy and to listen, when I come back, I'm super productive. I hear things and I follow those things, and it takes a lot of effort away that was needed before. A lot of time taken that would take me in a wrong direction now is avoided by me paying attention and following my instincts. So this week, I'm going to talk with you about a variety of things and structures around scheduling that will support you in getting more efficient with your time. Your homework for today is to look up the book that's in my email here. The link is in the email. And if you're just listening, you can go to trevorgblake.com/5hourworkday/. He offers this book free online, the free ebook, The Practical Magic of the 5-Hour Workday. And there's so many principles in there that I practice. It is a great, great read. And I want you to, you can get this book for free. It's an ebook on his website. I want you to rifle through it. You could read it in a couple of hours and engage in it. And I'm going to talk about some of the principles of that in the book, and I'm going to just take you through a week of auditing the way that you're using time. Have a beautiful day.